Today, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 420 for Friday, June 3rd. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $3 to $7 per ton weaker on Friday, with the July contract at $514 a ton. Canola contracts moved lower as gains in the Canadian currency pressured the market. The loonie advanced against its U.S. counterpart on Friday as the American economy created the fewest number of jobs since 2010 in May. That news was bearish for canola as a stronger Canadian dollar makes the country's commodities less appealing to international buyers. Pressure from Chicago Board of Trade soybeans caused slight declines in the canola market, but for the most part, canola has sidestepped that volatility. Farmer selling and favorable crop conditions added to the bearish tone on Friday. There has been a steady increase in producer sales as canola prices have moved to attractive levels and seeding is mostly finished on the prairies. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed while corn and wheat were higher. Soybeans were up 9 cents to down 12 with the July contract down 12 at $11.32 a bushel. Prices were moving higher with concerns about production losses in Argentina and tighter supplies in Brazil. Technically bullish spreading was also a feature on Friday. Losses in the U.S. dollar further underpinned the market ahead of the weekend, but weaker export sales limited gains in front contracts. Soybean sales in the week ended May 26 were down from last week and the previous four-week average. Profit-taking added to soybeans' losses. Corn was up 2 to 4 cents with the July contract at $4.18 per bushel. Support from increased ethanol production helped prices on Friday. Ethanol production increased by 14,000 barrels last week to 960,000 barrels per day. Seasonal demand is playing a role in increased ethanol production. A stronger U.S. dollar further supported the market, but increased producer selling added pressure to FAR contracts. Wheat was up 7 to 12 cents with the Chicago July contract up 12 at $4.97 a bushel. Investors short covering and a stronger U.S. dollar propped up the market on Friday. However, the upcoming winter wheat harvest limited gains on Friday, as did lower export sales. Wheat sales were down 33% from the previous four-week average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, June 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.